man. It's almost over. We at the end of this ride. Just wanna talk to y'all for a second. Check it. You see, I was never quite man enough. Never used to standing up. No one understands it, but I smile for the camera. Broken heart bandaged up. Heated, but I'm fanning up flames, cause you don't wanna burn up the fans as such. And I touch lives when my hand touch lines. The ones in my notebook, the ones from Cook. Steve Nash a rap, hit him with no looks. But still underrated, still getting no looks. So I paired with Amari, we tearing up the party. Get past the quarterfinals. And as far as I know, this here's a team. But if I'm Amari gets suspended, that don't mean the season has ended. Get it? Phoenix, needless, gotta get these rings. So if my hard work gets me MVP, then there's no reason I should feel abused. I drop 30 every night, so I'm still confused to why they... Niggas and bitches making me stress, yo, get lost. Cause my favorite color's like Pepto-Bismol. Since when does a color determine if you spit hard or just how fucking determined you are? I write bars every 5 minutes, it takes 5 minutes. Making beats take 5 minutes. Your average song lasts about 3 to 5 minutes. So in that time, I gotta get you high with this. My world is a pool, feel free to dive in it. Head first with no water, you could die in it. These shoes are 12 and only I fit it. You gotta feel me, prick, I put my life in it. So when I die, the world will be an eyewitness. Fuck you if you don't understand, because my mom gets it. This is more than just music and words. Right about now, I think I moved to the birds, because they're... I don't understand it, man. Y'all know what kind of work I put in. I be in the studio, first one there, last one to leave, man. That's all I do. I live this music shit, man. And I only ride with people that live it with me. You hear me? My whole DeMello's team, man. Everybody from H.O. to bro. Everybody. My nigga Nate. Charlie. Swiss. B.A. Proven. L. Flames. My nigga P. Paris Johnson. Everybody. Best rapper alive. Y'all understand, man. I live for this. I love this music shit. That's why I call it the binge, cause I'm gonna overdo it until it's time for me to go. Y'all gonna love me. Y'all gonna love me. Yo, thanks for listening to my mixtape, man. Thanks for zoning out with me. Thank you everybody that was a part of it. Thank you everybody that left me a voicemail. Oh man, thanks for zoning out with me to all my people that was in the studio and I was writing. Thanks for believing in me. To all the haters, my team. Binge. Bitch. I'm out of here. Prince Baseball, my nigga.
You ready?
Yeah. Hi, your name's Makita.
All right. I just start now?
Yeah, just talk. All
right. My name is Makita, or Mikey, whatever you want to call me. I'm supposed to be Charles' best friend, but he's been trying to fuck me since 10th grade, and ain't worked so far. I mean, not because I don't love him or nothing like that, but it's because he's not really my type. I don't know what the fuck he done told Nate and H.O. and the rest of y'all, but Charles is really not my type. He's starting to offend me, you know, telling me he loved me and all this extra stuff. And I really
saw
he loved. And people ran from freaking St. Anne's and St. Catherine and Kingston and all that to get away from this bitch named Tiffany. And he trying to wife her up and now me. Like, I don't really understand what type of person I am to deserve treatment like this. Then he comes to my house and he's disrespectful and all this extra shit. And I mean, he's real sweet and everything. And I think he's gay. I kind of always thought that. Like, even since elementary school, like, when kids was really making fun of him, he don't think I remember, but I do. And, this pink shit. Like, I'm a girl, and I don't even wear pink. You're starting to scare me. Like, I was being nosy and looking through his book bag, and I discovered a pair of pink panties, and I'm not really feeling it. Yeah, word, Charles. But, pink panties. I don't even own a pair of pink panties, and you carrying two pairs of them joints in your book bag with your rhymes and stuff like that. And, yeah, I'm scared to see you naked, too. You know, them big ass feet and that little ass body. I'm scared that your asshole might look like pink cottage cheese and some shit. But, it's alright, Charles. You know, I love you. But back to this reason why you're not my type. Like, you get this girl named Jamaris and you chase her ass around for years and years. And then she finally decides to come on you because her man done beat her up and did her dirty. Then she thinks that she's my best friend just because she's fucking you. I don't need that bitch nowhere near me. What's she calling me for? Tell her to stop. I'm tired of the voice messages. You already know you got him on the track. And you get a taste of Harlem with Jennifer 40. You trying to kiss me? Get out of here. I don't need your mouth nowhere near me. You already had a taste of Harlem, a taste of the Bronx, messing with this one girl. And you trying to talk to me like, get out of here.
Yo, she just demolished her. If you was a nigga who had low self-esteem, he owed for you.
But it's all good, Charles, nice. You know. Something nice.
For you to say all that.
Oh, all right, if you can find a purple thong to match that pink drawers that you got in your book bag, I mean, I might have more respect for you. But it's all good, though. I love you anyway. And who knows? Maybe in the years to come, if I'm drunk enough or have more than just 8 shots of Patron without passing out, then maybe we can get together. And I'm out. Love you.